This is NPR.
And good morning, everybody. Hundreds of thousands of people in Oklahoma still don't have electricity following this week's ice storm. Power lines have been ripped down. Ice still cakes streets and trees. Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry says crews are working as fast as they can, but people will need to be patient.
Everybody is working in conjunction day and night to restore power as quickly as we possibly can. But I have to say, and I have to stress, it's going to take some time.
The storm is now blamed for at least 32 deaths in the Midwest this week, mostly from traffic accidents. Now weather forecasters are predicting new snow for the region. Drug maker Merck is recalling a children's vaccine because of concerns that it could be contaminated. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the chance of contamination in the HIV vaccine is very low. Merck pulled the shots after a sterility problem cropped up in a Pennsylvania plant. The CDC's chief, Dr. Julie Gerberding, says this is not a health threat, but parents will be inconvenienced. The shot is a combination of HIV and hepatitis B. It's recommended for children younger than 5. It's given in a series of 3 shots. Germany is warning unless the United States accepts some targets cutting greenhouse gas emissions at world climate talks, European leaders will boycott American climate talks that are set for next month. Germany's environment minister made that announcement today in Bali, where the United Nations is holding a world summit on climate change. This meeting is supposed to draft a successor treaty to the Kyoto Protocol that was written a decade ago. The United States has invited 16 countries to hold a separate set of talks about voluntary cuts in greenhouse gas emissions. Delegates to the UN talks want to set mandatory emissions. The Golden Globe Awards for film and television will be announced next hour. Some films that have already been praised by critics are expected to be tapped, such as No Country for Old Men and the historical drama There Will Be Blood. The awards are presented by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. This year, there could be a problem. Many awards shows are written under the Writers Guild contract. The writers are on strike. It's not clear how the walkout will affect the ceremony on January 13th. And music icon and the ex-husband of Tina Turner has died.
Big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the primary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
You remember Ike and Tina shaking it up, don't you? Well, I'll bet you do. Well, mostly Tina was doing the shaking. Ike has died at the age of 76. He passed away at his home in San Diego. He won a Grammy this year in the traditional blues album category. He had toured recently with his band, the Kings of Rhythm. Ike was also infamous for abusing Tina, and the couple later divorced. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.